choose off Sadaqa. Sadaqa wipes out sins like water, extinguishes fire. Sadaqa wipes out sins like water, extinguishes fire.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله إن شاء الله تعالى in this episode we will be hearing about the benefits, the virtues and excellences of giving sadaqah, charity donations, giving charity to blood relatives. Yes, those family members who are close to us, what is the reward in giving to them? And what does Islam say about those people who refrain from giving to them? But before that, let us hear an excellence of reciting salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, that whoever recites salat upon me 100 times, Allah Jalla wa Ala inscribes between his eyes that this person is free from the fire of hell and free from hypocrisy. And he keeps him with the martyrs on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Such great excellences. We shouldn't deprive ourselves. We should recite salat upon the Prophet alayhi salam in abundance, and especially at least 100 times to gain the blessings mentioned in this narration. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. So our religion of Islam emphasizes greatly upon supporting and helping your close relatives. We should help all Muslims, of course, but there is greater reward in helping your close relatives. Why? Because when you do so, you are acting upon the narrations, the verses of the Quran, which tell us to maintain blood relations. In the Arabic language, this is referred to as silatul rahim, that maintaining blood relations. And there are so many benefits of doing this, so many excellences of doing this. So to begin, let us hear about the reward of maintaining blood relatives, not depriving your close relatives, your siblings, your parents, your close relations. Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he states in Tanbihul Ghafilin that there are 10 benefits, 10 excellences of maintaining blood relations. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes pleased with such a person. Why? Because Allah azza wa jal himself has commanded that we maintain blood relations. And we will hear verses shortly regarding this. The second benefit is that when you maintain relations, when you mend relations with your relatives, they become satisfied, they become happy. And we're told in a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ that the greatest actions, from the greatest actions, is to please and to satisfy another believer. The third excellence of maintaining blood relations is that the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they become happy with such a person. Subhanallah, the angels of Allah Azza wa Jal. The fourth excellence is that people praise him, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places the love of that person in the hearts of people and they praise him. Number five, when a person maintains blood relations, when he reconciles with his relatives and he mends those relations, then shaitan becomes grief-stricken. He becomes sad. And this is what we should be doing. We should be displeasing shaitan. We should be making him sad. And one way is to perform silatul rahim. Number six, that by maintaining relations with your close relatives, your lifespan is blessed. Meaning you gain blessings in your age, in your umr. The seventh thing, Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi rahmatullahi alayhi writes, is by doing silatul rahim, by maintaining blood relations, a person's sustenance is blessed. There's barakah in his sustenance. The eighth thing, is that the person will have a good ending. Subhanallah, who doesn't want a good ending? Every believer desires to have husnul khatima, a good ending, dying upon faith and iman. Because the only condition to enter Jannah is iman. And the ninth benefit of maintaining blood relations is that there is an increase in mutual love. Relatives will begin to love one another. There will be an increase in this. And this is because when you do a favor on someone, when you maintain relations with someone, you help them, you support them, you express that love for them, then inshallah, they will realize this favor. They will understand and they will reciprocate. They will also show love as well, and the love will increase amongst each other. Those people will remember that you help them in times of difficulty. Your relatives will remember that, and inshallah, they will express love towards you. And number 10, the 10th benefit is that after death, a person's ajr, a person's reward will be increased as well, multiplied, subhanallah. And this is because after his death, people will remember his favors, people will remember his support, people will remember how he alleviated their difficulties, and they will do dua for him, subhanallah. So let us now hear some verses regarding the importance of maintaining blood relations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, Surah Ra'ad, Para 13, verse 21, and those who join, they maintain what Allah has ordered to maintain, and they fear their Lord, and they fear a bad accountability. Sadul Afadil Mawlana Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi Rahmatullahi Ali writes in the tafsir of this verse, that those who join, those who maintain, this refers to those who believe in Allah, all His books, His messengers, and who do not believe in some and disregard and discard others. And they fulfill the rights of their close relatives, their blood relatives. And they do not sever ties with them, with their relatives. So this refers to those individuals. In another verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Surah Bani Israel, verse 26, وَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ وَالْمِسْكِينَ وَبَنَ السَّبِيلِ وَلَا تُبَذِّرْ تَبْذِيرًا. And give to the close relatives their right, and the miskeen, the destitute, and the wayfarer, the traveler. وَلَا تُبَذِّرْ تَبْذِيرًا. And do not spend extravagantly. In Khazain al-Irfan, it states, giving rights to the blood relatives. What does this mean? That you maintain relations with them, and you show love towards them. You ask about them, and if they're in difficulty, you help them as well. And there's a mas'ala written in Tafsir Khazan al-Irfan as well, that if they're yawm harim, and they're in need, they're in difficulty financially, then for you to help them financially, this is a right of theirs as well. So these were some verses. There are other verses which specifically mention the parents. For example, Allah Jalla wa Ala in so many verses mentions that you should worship me, and you should be good to your parents. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. So straight after his own worship, he's mentioned being good to parents. There are numerous verses like this. And in another verse, we're instructed to say, رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. That have mercy on them, just as they nurtured me when I was small. Do not even say uff to them. So there are countless verses like this, alhamdulillah, mentioning the fadila of parents and why we should maintain relations with them. They also obviously fall into close relatives, and they are very close to a person, mother and father. So we should be good to them as well. If they're in need, then we should present our maal, because they are your means of coming in this world. Allah has made them that means. Anyhow, now we will go on to the ahadith and what the scholars have said regarding the importance of giving sadaqah to your close relatives. So the first narration, this is found in the Sunan of Ibn Majah. And in this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, Sayyiduna Jabir radiallahu anhu is the narrator. He says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam performed a sermon before us. And he said, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, tubu ila Allah qabla an tamutu. Repent to Allah before you die. وَبَادِرُوا بِالْأَعْمَالِ الصَّالِحَةِ قَبْلَ أَن تُشْغَلُوا. And hasten to perform good deeds before you become busy. And you don't have time to perform good deeds. وَصِلُوا الَّذِي بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَ رَبِّكُمْ بِكَثْرَةِ ذِكْرِكُمْ لَهُ. And maintain your relation with your Lord, meaning the relation between you and your Lord. How? بِكَثْرَةِ ذِكْرِكُمْ لَهُ. By mentioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance, by doing his dhikr, abundantly. And secondly, it says, وَكَثْرَةِ الصَّدَقَةِ فِي السِّرِّ وَالْعَلَانِيَةِ. And by giving sadaqah abundantly, secretly and openly, فِي السِّرِّ وَالْعَلَانِيَةِ. What will be the reward of this? When you try and maintain relations with your Lord by mentioning Him in abundance and by giving sadaqah in abundance, what will be the reward of this? تُرْزَقُوا وَتُنصَرُوا وَتُجْبَرُوا. You will be given sustenance, you will be helped, and your state will be rectified as well. Subhanallah. In another narration, and this is in Sunan al-Tirmidhi, Subhanallah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions the excellence of giving sadaqah to close relatives over giving sadaqah to normal believers. Listen carefully. Sayyiduna Salman bin Amir radiyallahu ta'ala, and he is the narrator. He says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, As-sadaqatu ala al-miskini sadaqah. That giving sadaqah to a miskin, a destitute person, counts as one sadaqah. وَعَلَى ذَوِ الرَّحِمْ ثِنْتَانِ. And if you give sadaqah to a close relative, then this counts as two types of sadaqah. One is normal giving of charity, sadaqah. And the second form is wasilatun. And you are also maintaining relations as well. So you're gaining two fadilas. So you are gaining two excellences. One, you're giving sadaqah, and one, you're maintaining blood relatives as well. Subhanallah. In another narration, and this is in Sahih ibn Khuzaymah, Kulthum bint Uqba radiyallahu anha, she narrates. She says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَفْضَلُ الصَّدَقَةِ عَلَى ذِي الرَّحِمِ الْكَاشِحِ. That the greatest sadaqah is to give to a blood relative, a close relative, who has hidden enmity in his heart. So we are not to deprive him even, that person even. We are to give, we are to continue giving, inshaAllah ta'ala. This is the instruction of the hadith. Now let us hear a few narrations regarding the harms of not giving to blood relatives. Now some people, what they do is they give charity, maybe to someone on the other side of the world even. It's a good thing. They help believers across the world. They give to this charity and they give to that charity and they find out about a noble cause somewhere in the world, then they rush to give. But it could be the case that their own relative, their own blood relative is struggling financially, is in great difficulty, and they are none the wiser. Or they just disregard him. They don't try and fulfill his need. And such people are deprived, really. Let us listen to a narration. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, and this narration is mentioned in Al-Mu'jam Al-Awsat of Imam Tabarani radiyallahu anhu. Sayyidun Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala is the narrator. He says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَالَّذِي بَعَثَنِي بِالْحَقِّ. By Allah, meaning by the one who sent me with the truth, Allah. لَا يُعَذِّبُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ رَحِمَ الْيَتِيمِ. That on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not punish the one who was merciful to an orphan. وَلَانَ لَهُ فِي الْكَلَامِ. And he was soft, gentle in speech towards him. When he spoke to him, he spoke to him gently. وَرَحِمَ يُطْمَهُ وَضُعْفَهُ. And he showed compassion because he was an orphan and because of his weakness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also not punish the person. وَلَمْ يَتَطَاوَلْ عَلَى جَارِهِ بِفَضْلِ مَا آتَاهُ اللَّهِ. That person who did not show arrogance or did not boast because of what Allah had given him to his neighbor. Meaning, a person was blessed, but then he showed off to his neighbor. According to this hadith, he will be punished. But if he did not show off, Allah will not punish that person. The hadith continues. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Ya ummata Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam." Subhanallah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is addressing us, the believers. "Ya ummata Muhammad, walladhi ba'athani bilhaq." By Allah, meaning the one who sent me with the truth, our Creator, لا يقبل الله صدقة يوم القيامة من رجل. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept the sadaqah of an individual on the day of judgment. Which individual? وله قرابة محتاجون إلى صلته. He had blood relatives, he had close relatives who were in need of his help, who were in need of him maintaining relations with them by supporting them. وَيَصْرِفُهَا إِلَىٰ غَيْرِهِمْ. But instead he spent on other than them. He gave to other than them. وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَا يَنْظُرُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allahu Akbar. By the one in whose power is my soul, لا ينظر الله إليه يوم القيامة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not look towards this person on the day of judgment. Meaning the gaze of mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not shower him with a gaze of mercy on the day of judgment. So we learn from this narration that we must give to our blood relatives if they are in need. It shouldn't be the case that we are in ghafla, we are in heedlessness, we are negligent of this fact. We're giving here, there and everywhere. Like I said, to people across the globe, but our own relatives are in need and we don't care. Or we don't even pay attention to that. This is something that we must think about. As we heard in the previous hadith before this one, that there is more reward on spending upon your blood relative. And there are so many narrations which tell us about the importance of giving to your blood relatives. We've heard some narrations already. Let's hear another one where the Prophet ﷺ says, and this narration is in Al-Mu'jam al-Kabir of Imam Tabarani. Sayyidina Abu Umama radiallahu anhu is the narrator. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الصَّدَقَ عَلَى ذِي قَرَابَةٍ يُضَعَّفُ أَجْرُهَا مَرَّتَيْنِ. That giving sadaqah to a close relative, what is the reward of this? يُضَعَّفُ أَجْرُهَا مَرَّتَيْنِ. Its reward is multiplied twofold. It's given double the reward for giving to a close relative. So this is something that we must ponder about. This is something that we must reflect upon. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us istita'a, ability, we're in such a position where we can help others, and we should help others. And where do we begin? In our own family, our own siblings. It could be the case that a person's brother, a person's sister is struggling to meet ends, is struggling to pay the bills, is struggling to provide for their children what normal people give to their children. We know that so-and-so's child is complaining that I haven't got this, or I wasn't able to, or I want this because so-and-so has it. And yes, there are times where we should teach our children to not desire everything that they see. We understand that. But when we know that we can please a child, we can please a parent by supporting them in giving a gift to a child or giving something to a child that they require or they need or they see everybody having, we should help out. Now, some people today, they are desirous of having palaces, whereas their own relatives are struggling to pay the rent. Meaning they've got enough money to build a mansion, but their own relatives are struggling to pay the rent. Now, remember, we're not to live in this world forever. We live in this world for a short space of time. These mahallat, these palaces that we make, we're not going to stay in them forever. Tomorrow, someone else will occupy them. Whereas if we do a neki towards a relative of ours, if we help a relative of ours financially, and that creates ease in his life, then the reward of that is perpetual, continuous. The reward of that will be given in full. In this world, inshallah, and in the hereafter, in Jannah, we'll be given ranks because of this. So why don't we take advantage of this? Look at our deen, subhanallah. It tells us to be good to our relatives, and inshallah, we'll be rewarded twofold for that. You just heard in the hadith. So think about this. Next time you are giving in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you hear about a particular country in the world which has a shortage of, for example, bedding, or people have a shortage of food, then yes, help out. With good intentions, help your fellow Muslims. But if you have someone right near you, in your own neighborhood, and that person is from your own family, your parents even, who are struggling financially, then present your maal to them. The hadith says, "Anta wa maluka li abika," that you and your wealth belong to your father. And show, alhamdulillah, your love, your affection towards your parents. They brought you up, and today, if you've been blessed, help them out if they are in difficulty. You know, all your assets, all your money, present it to them. Inshallah, Allah will give you more, because if your parent takes from it willingly and prays for you, that you help them in a time of need, or your sister prays for you, your brother prays for you, anybody else prays for you, subhanallah, that dua is valuable. That dua, you cannot buy that dua, subhanallah. That comes from the depths of the heart. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this person helped us. This brother of ours helped us. This sister of ours helped us. Ya Allah azza wa jal, grant them more. Grant them in abundance. So this is something that we should keep in mind. These are the beautiful teachings of Islam, maintaining blood relations, helping your relatives, inshaAllah ta'ala, by doing that, by presenting your wealth to them. If they need some of your time, presenting your time to them, helping in any way, shape or form. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees and hears everything. The angels are recording everything. have yaqeen that you are doing this for Allah with ikhlas, inshallah Allah will give you reward in full. May Allah Jalla wa Ala accept what has been said, enable us to give sadaqah towards our blood relatives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to act upon this beautiful teaching of Islam, silatul rahim, maintaining blood relations. And if we can do so by giving financial support, then we must take advantage, inshallah. We are rewarded double for giving to our blood relatives than giving to others. This is something that should always be kept in mind, inshallah. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us tawfiq to act upon these pristine teachings of Islam. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sadaqa wipes out sins like water, extinguishes fire. Sadaqa wipes out sins like water, extinguishes fire.